Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we're hoping very, very soon to have with us this hour of Bill Sardi, who's one of my favorite guests, and we'll be talking about health issues, because there's so much that the average individual doesn't know. He's being manipulated, unfortunately, by the drug companies. The drug companies are manipulating his doctor, and we're told, oh my goodness, you've got a blood pressure that's 140, and now you're 80 years old, but we've got to get that down to 120. And I say, well, it always used to be that your blood pressure was supposed to be, your systolic was 100 plus your age. Like if you were 60, your blood pressure would be 160. If you were 70, it would be 170. If it was 80, it would be 180. Oh, well, we've got these studies done, financed by the drug companies, of course, that will, prove to you, you just got to get your blood pressure down. And, of course, if you get so low, you have a stroke. Well, that's one of those problems that happens. But we're here. We want to help you. And what the drug companies have done is expand the situation so many of our people are spending $300, $400, $500, $1,000 a month on their medications. And a lot of it is really, I believe, totally unnecessary. And with that as a background, Bill Sardi, thank you so very much for being with us. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on the show again.
And, of course, Bill is a health journalist. He spends his time reading the articles, the scientific articles. In fact, some of the magazines have even published his articles, because they're so well-researched and so well-done. So what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, something I wanted to lead off with was Bill Clinton. Of course, we know about his bypass surgery. He had three of the four heart arteries were 90% blocked, and they're making a big news about this now because as he was winding up his presidency, the doctors detected he had high cholesterol. As you all well know, he was a fast food addict. And of course, they put him on the statin cholesterol-lowering drugs at that time. And then later, his cholesterol dropped, and they took him off of the statin drugs. So now they're saying that if Uncle Bill had stayed on the statin drugs, he wouldn't have had this problem. Well, I'm not sure of that. Put him on a weight loss program. He had lost about 30 pounds here recently. He had been gaining weight prior to that, and they had put him on a blood-thinning drug. So they were kind of monitoring him anyway, and then he'd had, of course, the chest pain, the angina, the shortness of breath, and then they did the surgery. And I just want to say that the statin drugs, so everyone gets this straight, if you're taking a statin drug and the doctor tells you someday when your cholesterol is high, and by the way, it could be high just because of stress. Stress releases fats into the bloodstream. But at any rate, if you're told by the doctor you better take this unless you want a heart attack, that 99 people out of 100 who take statin drugs, that drug will not prevent a heart attack. It'll only prevent a heart attack in 1 out of 100.
No, but because they're going to justify it in that, but the trouble is there are complications with the use of statin drugs, aren't there?
Well, there certainly are, but the doctor looks at you like this drug will work in you. It only works in 1 out of 100 in regards. It does lower a number, but the cholesterol, but it does that by making your liver malfunction. Your liver makes cholesterol, so now it's toxic to the liver. And, of course, we have to have repeated tests to watch the liver when we take these drugs.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking about, well, lots of things. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, this afternoon we have as our guest Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist, and he does a lot of research, writes articles, and you'll find them on his webpage, askbillsardi.com, and you'll get a great deal of information there. Now, I can remember when I was practicing medicine in the early years, and we're back in 1960, and we've got copies of the major medical textbooks at that time, where if you had your, you know, you were my age and you had a cholesterol of 300, nobody worried about it. And then, of course, they said, oh, we've just got to get your cholesterol down. Everything's going to be fine. But we know that certainly not all cholesterol and not all heart attacks are related to that. In fact, we are increasingly finding that many times people have plaques not because of cholesterol, but because of these mycoplasma or chlamydia or other infections. What about that part? What part do chronic infections play in heart disease that we never talk about?
Well, we certainly don't. We do know that there are infections like chlamydia that certainly gets in our system. There's the pneumococcal type of bug that gets in our system, and it can affect our heart valves and other things. And I don't think we have a number on it, but I think it's significant, the number of people who have heart disease. And once you have an infection, then you're taking those little bugs and they're disrupting the inner lining of the blood vessels, the endothelium, they call it, and then that's what causes the plaques and things to stick. So you'll have calcifications, and of course, underneath the wall of the artery, the inner wall, you'll have cholesterol plaque. Now, I should say, all of these hazards are caused by problems with the endothelium of your blood vessels, that inner lining on your blood vessels. Now, they just had a report coming out of BBC News, and they said that they had studied in Britain and found 11-year-olds had shown signs of endothelial disruption or changes on the inner lining of their blood vessels that predicted future heart attacks and strokes. But if you look carefully at the data on endothelium of your blood vessels, you'll find out it's related to your collagen and vitamin C. You see, we don't get anywhere near enough vitamin C. Somewhere way, way back in our genetic history, our ancestors stopped making vitamin C. The body made its own vitamin C. A gene went defective, didn't make an enzyme anymore. At one time back in human history, humans made their own vitamin C, just like we make vitamin D when we're exposed to sunlight.
Hold that thought right there for a minute, Bill.
You bet.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and he's pointing out that, you know, most animals make their own vitamin C. Actually, there's only one. I remember there's some sort of a bat and maybe three other animals besides Americans that don't make their own vitamin C, and because of that, we do not have the protection for our collagen, for the endothelial lining of our blood vessels. And if you take large doses of vitamin C, why, of course, you can make up for the deficiency. And that is why, of course, they pilloried poor old Linus Pauling, and he was absolutely right on as far as the benefits of vitamin C. And there's been an organized effort almost to deprecate this man and to tell people you don't need vitamin C and, you know, just take these small amounts and really nowhere near enough to preserve our health. Is that right, Bill?
Well, that's true. There actually is a little company running around still promoting Dr. Linus Pauling's kind of heart flush or cardiovascular flush, and they just use high doses of vitamin C with a couple of amino acids like lysine and proline, which helps make collagen. And you see all the calcium deposits on the inside of your arteries or the little cholesterol plaques, they don't get to stick there unless you have a defect in the endothelium, that lining on the inside of your blood vessels. So if you were to get back the vitamin C that you normally your body would make, now we estimate, scientists estimate, the human body used to make 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C or more a day on its own in a state of health, under stress, under infection, under all kinds of problems, then your body would make maybe 10 or 15,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day by converting the blood sugar as it passes through the liver into vitamin C. That's how they make vitamin C today. They get corn syrup, sugar, use enzymes. We're missing one of the enzymes, and it converts to vitamin C. That's how they make vitamin C in our pills today. So you see, you can see it as early as an 11-year-old, this genetic defect that we have a gene that no longer works and converts our blood sugar to vitamin C. Now, we're victims of that along with fruit bats and guinea pigs and some other monkeys, but...
Fruit bats.
Yes, it's the fruit bats. But as we wander into this story, of course, it fits actually a biblical story, because we believe that humans would have lived much longer had they retained their ability to make vitamin C. How much longer? We do know the animals that make their own vitamin C live 8 to 12 times beyond the age of their physical maturation. That is, we mature at age 18, and if we live 12 times 18, that says a couple of hundred years. No, now all of a sudden we're starting to talk about hundreds of years. Well, you recall that the Bible talks about humans living for hundreds of years. Maybe there's some science behind this. And in order for this genetic defect in our liver with this gene in our enzyme, in order for that to have affected all the rest of humanity, there would have had to have been a bottleneck in the human genome. What we mean is just a few adults living. And of course, we knew that at least in the very early beginnings, somewhere along, that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of humans were on the earth. But the Bible explains there was a genetic bottleneck. It was at the time of Noah's flood. There were only 8 people left, according to that description. And as you see the genealogies in the Bible, people were living 900 years, Adam, Noah, Methuselah, and then right after the flood, we see a dramatic decline to 600, 400. It goes on down. And, of course, that would be the explanation of a progressive gene mutation. So possibly the Bible explains exactly when did humans lose their ability to make vitamin C. It was somewhere around the time of Noah's flood, and then we see a decline in the human lifespan. So,
but, of course, if you get adequate doses of vitamin C, doesn't this really then protect your body, at least as far as the endothelium and the collagen, and it helps you as far as arthritis and so many of the problems that those older folks get?
Well, we certainly do see this where adults do get the massive doses of vitamin C. Those people who were crazy enough to take vitamin C pills. I just talked to a physician in Florida who's 58 years old. And for the last 30 years, he took a liking to Dr. Linus Pauling and started taking 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And he went in for a calcium artery scan just this last year, and they scared him because they said they had to redo the test. So they did it, and he thought something was wrong, and then they called him into the office and said, you know, we've never done a calcium artery scan on an adult human that had absolutely no calcifications in their arteries except you. And so he had absolutely no evidence of any calcifications. And as I say, the calcium can't stick to the arteries. It can't get stuck in your gallbladder, which is one of the reasons we have gallstones. It can't get stuck in your kidneys, where you're going to have kidney stones, as long as you have plenty of vitamin C. So it protects those tissues, and as long as the collagen is intact, the calcifications can't get started, as well as the cholesterol plaque. So there is a little home cholesterol machine I think you can buy for a couple $100, and it means you stick your end of your little finger and you can test a little blood in 3 minutes and see. And the people using that machine now, I understand, are reporting online that within 2 days your cholesterol will drop by about 30 to 40 points if you take 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. So we're seeing some of this evidence come out. Of course, people are getting ahead of the science. We found out the science was rigged. If you go to my website, askbillsardi.com, you can read the whole story how the government rigged the studies on vitamin C to show they only used 2 studies of 7 and 15 people to determine how much vitamin C was needed by a population of 280 million people. They wanted to find out what the peak concentration of vitamin C was after we took vitamin C pills. They measured it 12 hours after ingestion, or 24 half-lives later. What we mean is vitamin C disappears from the body and it has a half-life. Half is gone in about 30 minutes So they tested it at 12 hours or 24 half-lives later and said that was the peak amount you could ever get by taking vitamin C pills. It was a rigged study for failure. It's now come out. It's been revealed. We're taking the challenge to the National Institutes of Health and to the Food and Nutrition Board and, of course, appealing to them to redo the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin C. It's all a fraud. It's a fake. Don't listen to those little labels on the bottle. It says 90 milligrams of vitamin C is 100% of your daily needs. That's false. You need at least 2,000 or 2,500 milligrams if you're in a state of perfect health. If you happen to be hospitalized, you're a diabetic, you're under stress, you're pregnant, you're a growing child, you have any infections, you're taking certain kind of medications, even if you get sunlight exposure, you need more vitamin C than 2,500 milligrams a day. So we're all genetically flawed. We are genetic mutations. We do not make the vitamin C that God originally planned for us to make. There was a flaw somewhere along the way. We don't know all the reasons why, but we do know that we're missing an enzyme that would convert our blood sugar to vitamin C. Of course, that would mean we'd never have any diabetes because our blood sugar would become vitamin C. So just imagine, humans were originally created that way to make their own vitamin C, as do the animals. The animals do not get the cholesterol plaques, the calcified plaques in their arteries. They do not get the heart attacks. They do not get aneurysms, these little bulges in our blood vessels that then weaken and cause us to die due to hemorrhage in our brain and elsewhere. So we do know that the animals are much healthier because of that.
And, of course, you actually have to take the vitamin C in divided doses. You don't take it all at one time. You take it divided through the day. Hasn't a lot of this work been done by some scientists over in Great Britain who pointed out that the NIH and the studies that are being done here by the people who are obvious, it's almost as if they don't want to find out that vitamin C is beneficial?
Well, we had to take this to the government themselves. They did the studies. Found out recently that you could get a much higher blood concentration of vitamin C from taking vitamin C pills. Now, previously they had told us you're wasting your money, you're creating expensive urine, you remember all these little stories, and now all of a sudden they did a study and showed that this wasn't true, but they weren't forthcoming about it. They didn't write the medical journals and call for retractions and say that we needed to review the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin C. It's the researchers in Britain, along with a small group, the Vitamin C Foundation and so on, that is now taking the government to task on this. We want to know why they haven't been more forthcoming and called for a review on their own. They're obviously hiding this whole thing. Their own data reveals the falsehoods of it, and of course somebody's should be called a task on this. We're going to get some congressmen involved very quickly as this shows some sort of scientific fraud at very high levels of the National Institutes of Health. We're angry, of course, because, frankly, people are dying without this information.
But you see, one of the problems we're having, Bill, here in America is people are not dying rapidly enough. Why, they're having to increase our Medicare premium 17.5% because the people are living too long and costing too much. And, of course, if they could do simple things to prolong their lives and live longer, think of the impact on all of these wonderful programs the government's promised. They're going to take care of us old folks. They're going to provide us with Social Security. They're going to provide us with Medicare. Now they're going to provide us with our drugs. But, of course, if they live too long, the whole system goes kaplooey. Could anybody be that evil that they would withhold information that would help people preserve their health?
Well, certainly we're increasing the Medicare premiums at an odd time when vitamin C would reduce our health care bills by $300 billion a year, if you could imagine that.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi, and I hate to say it, but there really are people out there who have a different worldview than you and I do. And until you can recognize that, until you read the writings of these people, such as reading the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is the Mein Kampf of the elite who rule the world, it came out of the Second Earth Summit. It's called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, 1,142 pages. You can get a summary in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927, Sustainable Development Syllabus. You'll be fascinated to read the master plan and what these incredible people who have a different worldview plan for you and I in the future.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, that we've lost almost 30 to 40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and you'll really want to go to his website at AskBillSardi.com. There's a lot of fascinating information there, and Bill certainly is one of our faithful and loyal supporters, and we really appreciate his help, but he also provides tremendous information for our listeners, and there's a book out there on ascorbate, isn't there, Bill? Did you reprint that? Is that available through your website?
That book is available. You can go to my website and find out how to find the link to a new book about vitamin C, and you can download it and print it yourself. It's only $6. It's by some researchers, Dr. Steve Hickey and Hillary Roberts from University of Manchester in England, and it's exposing this whole vitamin C fraud. And, of course, now how we can, of course, take advantage of vitamin C for ourselves, learn how to make use of it. And, of course, the big understanding is try to get vitamin C pills into your life here somewhere, even for your children, and certainly take them through the day. And as you learn to keep your blood levels up of vitamin C, I'm just doing it for the first time. I'm traveling here on the East Coast, and I've been noticing every time I travel in the airplane, I get kind of a swelling under my eyes, and now I'm taking more vitamin C, and I don't have the problem at all. So you will notice and observe kind of some of these changes as you learn how to use vitamin C. You know, people who take vitamin C pills have 40% less histamine circulating in their blood. That means less of an allergic factor circulating around. And there's just a new Korean study showing that if you get about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C in your system a day through supplements, you'll lower your blood sugar. I don't know why they've been hiding this all along. It's an easy study to do. We've been saying it for a long time that diabetics may not need to be on insulin if they get enough vitamin C. So we're learning some of these lessons, and certainly if you don't want to get cataracts and aneurysms and kidney stones and gallstones and so on, you'll want to learn how to supplement throughout your life with vitamin C. The head of the Vitamin C Foundation, Owen Fonero is his name, and his young boy, who's now in high school, has been taking 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day since young childhood. He has never missed a day of school in 16 years. So I think this stuff works, and I think there's good evidence for it.
And, of course, Linus Pauling talked about that, what, almost 30 years ago, and they just laughed and laughed and laughed. And he used it for all sorts of treatments, and he was ridiculed and demonized and said, you know, he ought to stick to something he knows something about. And yet, of course, as you look back, I think there was a great deal of truth in what Linus Pauling was said. And you have to ask yourself, why did they go to such great lengths to demonize him and ridicule him when people who've used vitamin C have maintained their health far better than the average person who's on the junk foods or the Bill Clintons of this world?
Well, certainly a government study conducted by the National Institutes of Health says that intravenous vitamin C can reach concentrations 160 times higher than ever thought possible before, certainly what you can accomplish through taking these things orally. It was intravenous vitamin C that Linus Pauling used to demonstrate that you could prolong the life of otherwise helpless cancer patients in stage 4 cancer. Now, that's what they criticized, said it was bogus. And now they're saying we need to review all of this again because they found out that you can get vitamin C levels so high that you can possibly treat cancer again. Not one of the news media organizations picked up on that study. It was published in April in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Not one news reporter picked up on it, that Linus Pauling had been vindicated, that he was right all along. Of course, the Mayo Clinic decided to slam Pauling and say that his work was bogus. He's now being vindicated in the scientific journals themselves.
And, of course, so what do? You take it, what, every 2 to 3 hours, something like that?
Well, the doctors in Manchester, England, are suggesting that maybe we take a 500-milligram vitamin C pill every 3 hours so that we have about 15 waking hours in the day, and that'll just about take care of us. So some of us may decide to wake up with a vitamin C pill and go to bed with one and take one in the middle and make it simple. But certainly 2,000, 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C is called for. And if you are really under stress, if you have illness of any kind, allergy, some sort of unusual biological stress, if you're taking certain medications and so on, you may want to take more.
And, of course, the other thing is that Linus Pauling said this would help your colds. You wouldn't be getting the colds if you got a cold. Dope yourself up with the vitamin C. It'll help you. And, of course, everybody says, why, that's just quack talking. And I think there's a lot of basic scientific basis for it. I just think that maybe somebody just doesn't understand. Well, anyway, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Look forward to your calls for Bill if you have a question.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened to TWA 800 on the North Arm of the Eastern Coast of America? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, and I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we hear a lot about this epidemic of obesity. Oh, everybody's so obese, we've got to do something about it. Saw something last night, they have a special schools for children who are obese, you know, $5,000 a month. We're going to give them exercise and cut down the cholesterol. What people don't really want to realize is that many of the things that we are getting in our regular diet are contributing to this. For instance, one of the things is the product in Diet Cokes. And in Diet Pepsi, it's aspartame, and actually it increases your weight. It doesn't decrease it, and actually excitotoxins actually do damage to the brain, to the centers that manage to control weight. We know that the terrible things that happened with excitotoxins. We have a wonderful book, Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, and of course, the four-tape set on NutraSweet Aspartame. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and the four-tape set on aspartame. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and, well, Bill, we've certainly got the board all lit up here. Looks like a Christmas tree. We've got Kurt from Santa Cruz. We've got Harry from Michigan. We've got Robert from Illinois. But let's go to Kurt, first of all. Hi, Kurt.
Hello there. I've got three diseases I wanted to know if vitamin C will help, and the third one, what will help. One is candida, the next one is Lyme, and the third one is autism.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts on those three things at all, Bill?
Okay, candida is a normal yeast infection or fungal infection. It's normal part of your flora in your digestive tract. At the lower end, when we eat refined sugars, it overgrows. Can actually get up right to your tongue. You can see a white tongue. So watch the refined sugars, and a good antidote is oil of oregano. Take it three times a day in between courses. Take some good bacteria to reseed the lawn with good bacteria with Acidophilus, and that's helpful for candida. That's not necessarily handled by vitamin C. Lyme disease is terrible. You'll really need high doses of vitamin C, which should be helpful, and you'll need 10 to 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and maybe to see a doctor who's good in alternative medicine who can do intravenous vitamin C, and I strongly suggest that you chop up some fresh cloves of garlic and get that in your system, which seems to be effective against Lyme disease. And
well,
as far...
How about antibiotics?
Oh, certainly. Well, antibiotics... Oil of oregano, again, are very, very helpful. The natural antibiotics we find in fresh chopped garlic and also in the oil of oregano, North American Urban Spice makes a wonderful, strong oregano pill called Oregacin, O-R-E-G-A-C-Y-N. So very, very helpful to get the natural antibiotics that do not cause antibiotic resistance. And then for autism, I have a whole report on my website on the causes of autism And, of course, we talk about the mercury preservatives in the vaccines, but also the overuse of antibiotics in children, which then makes it possible that after you stop the antibiotics, that bacteria can take up residence in your digestive tract because you don't have the normal protective acidophilus there. And that's when bacteria can take up residence and then cause autistic symptoms in children. I'm just helping a mother now in Florida cleanse her child of this bad bacteria in the digestive tract of her child. And, of course, that is starting to produce some wonderful improvement in this child by using oil of oregano. So you can read about it on my website there. It's all free. There's no commercial pitches there. So hopefully it's helpful to people with autism.
And, of course, that's at AskBillSaudi.com. Anything else, Kurt?
I've got a student that's autistic. And are there any techniques that I can use as a teacher to help get through?
Well, you'd need to read that report, but there are two types of autism, and one is caused by the mercury, and the other one is caused by this bad bacteria in the digestive tract. So techniques for you as a teacher is going to be a little difficult until you get those issues resolved with the child. So is try to get this calmed down by using some of these things with the children so that they can, you know, get rid of this whole problem. There are toxins that get to the brain and cause this from bad bacteria being in your digestive tract, and that's what's going on there.
Okay,
now, can they be cleaned out?
Can the child be made normal? Yes, and in fact, in one of the major medical journals, there was a mother in Chicago who forced some doctors at a major hospital in Chicago to give autistic children an antibiotic, and during the time they were taking the antibiotic, the autistic symptoms disappeared. This was in a regular medical journal. They just couldn't keep the children on the antibiotics because they're synthetics and they cause antibiotic resistance. But you have no problem with that by using nature's antibiotics. Oil of oregano and garlic are where you'd want to reach for. So those would be the way out of this.
Okay, thanks so much, Kurt. Let's go to Harry in Michigan. Hi, Harry.
Hi, Dr. Stan and Mr. Sardi. How you doing?
Good.
Do you want these questions to be totally relegated to vitamin C?
No, you can. Go ahead. What did you want to ask?
I have three quick things. First of all, what do you see as far as the advancement of this Codex Alimentarius?
That's a little off the subject, but for our listeners, this is where they really want, of course, to regulate the ability for us to take vitamins and minerals. They want to bring everything under the control of the drug companies. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, they do. Well, they're trying to limit the amount of dietary supplements that they can put in pills, and by limiting the amount, you understand that we're talking about taking 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C a day, and they're trying to set the limit below that, so obviously we wouldn't get any of these health benefits.
Okay. So what was the next question, Harry?
Okay, two quick ones here. Alpha-lipoic acid, is that something that is that vitamin C, along with vitamin C, would be good for people who, like myself, have currently some dental amalgams?
Alpha-lipoic acid is a sulfur compound. Your body makes it. It is available as a dietary supplement, and it is helpful for people that are trying to chelate, or that is when they have their dental amalgams removed, that they can chelate or remove that out of the system. So it is helpful, yes.
Okay, and the last thing, and that is I have a friend who smokes. Would vitamin C be something that would be beneficial to her?
Every cigarette you smoke, you lose 25 milligrams of vitamin C from the storage pool in your body. So a person smoking a pack of cigarettes a day is going to deplete their body of 500 milligrams of vitamin C. So absolutely. You notice the smokers get the wrinkles early on their face and so on? That's because they're losing vitamin C. So they need to replace vitamin C massively if you're a smoker.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay, thanks, Harry. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We've got Robert calling from Illinois. Hi, Robert.
Hi, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. I'd like to ask Bill Sardi what he thinks of this new supplement. I think it's ASU. It's for arthritis, like avocado, soybean oil or something.
You know, I'm not familiar with it. Oils are good, fish oils, other oils. They're good as anti-inflammatory agents, and in fact, Harvard did a study showing they're equivalent to steroids in some cases. So they do limit the inflammation. The common form of arthritis is a bone-on-bone wearing due to the lack, the wearing out of the cushioning of the lining, sometimes called synovial fluid, between the bones in your joints. And, of course, that cushioning we now know is really a substance called hyaluronic acid. You might look for hyaluronic acid in health food stores. It's a dietary supplement. You can read about it on my website. I'm just back from a trip to Japan last month where we did a whole report on people who figured out ways to keep the hyaluronic acid in their bodies and how they have thick hair, smooth skin, and wonderful health, and all this in a little village in Japan. You might want to read about it on my website at askbillsardi.com.
Does hyaluronic work the same as like glucosamine?
Glucosamine is one half of the HA or hyaluronic acid molecule. You need the whole molecule, then it works faster and better. So what they're trying to do when you give you glucosamine is to make the hyaluronic acid. It doesn't work that well. You want the real thing, the whole molecule. You get faster and better results.
And you before have said about vitamin C and iron, that if you take vitamin C with a meal with iron, you might absorb more iron.
You certainly might absorb more iron, but that's helpful. Remember now, if you're a growing child, you're going to need more iron. If you're a pregnant or lack menstruating female, you're going to need more iron. And we've never seen a case of iron overload from anyone supplementing with vitamin C. Apparently, vitamin C has a way of doing this and giving us more iron from our foods when we need it. So we simply don't see any cases of iron overload related to vitamin C supplementation, but it does help us get the iron we need when we need it.
It's okay to take vitamin C with a meal.
Absolutely.
Okay.
By the way, when you take vitamin C with a meal, they did that, and it showed that there's less cholesterol plaque from the fats and oils in your diet when you take vitamin C with your meal.
I said one other question. Do you know anything that would be similar, a natural supplement that's similar to action to a beta blocker?
A beta blocker slows down your heart rate, and why would you be taking a beta blocker? For hypertension?
Well, for slowing down the heart and for high blood pressure and so forth.
Right. So go to my website and look at my report on high blood pressure, and you'll see some of the alternatives there.
Okay, thanks so much, Ralph. Robert, let's go to Ralph calling from Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Sam. Bill, I think it's probably been a couple of years ago, the MS Society, which I told them I didn't want any more of their information. They seem to be in business, to stay in business. But they had a vitamin C therapy that they were highly recommended, and that ran probably for at least 6 months, and then bang, it was gone. And I asked my neurologist about that, and he said, oh, stay away from that. And he gave, I think I'd ask you that particular question on his complications, he said, was a result of his vitamin C additional amount he gave in his kidney stones and all. And you told me, I think, then what was actually the problem that caused that, and I've got a visit with him now, next month, and I want to be able to give him the straight on that.
Well, one of the fraudulent statements made by the National Institutes of Health is, watch out, don't take vitamin C pills because they cause kidney stones. Of course, there's no evidence for that. Now, they do show that there's a little more oxalate in the bloodstream and being urinated out, but they haven't shown it actually causes the stones, you see. So we show quite a bit of information, quite a few studies showing that increased amounts of vitamin C actually decreases the risk of kidney stones. But the doctors believe all this because the government said it. So it's
kind of
open science.
Well, do you know why, possibly, as far as the MS Society, excuse me, why they dropped that? And
I have no idea, but some forms of MS may be caused by viruses, and we know that vitamin C in high doses, particularly intravenous and also orally, can treat certain viruses. We know that, for instance, the West Nile virus, Dr. Tom Levy in Colorado, showing that we've treated the first cases of West Nile virus with high doses of vitamin C. The cases were resolved in 2 days. These were stubborn cases that were hanging on that doctors otherwise couldn't fix. We know that Dr. Frederick Klenner in the 1970s cured the polio virus with high doses of vitamin C taken intravenously. So we know vitamin C is very potent against viruses, especially when you can take it intravenously where you can get the blood levels up really high. And by the way, the only real significant side effect of vitamin C is just diarrhea, which means you're taking too much. Just back off the dose a little bit till that disappears. So it's a way of nature telling us to back off.
Thanks so much,
Rob.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And let's you were telling me the other day about some fellow over in Hawaii who was taking these massive doses of resveratrol. Why don't you tell that story?
Oh, I was just dying to share this wonderful story from a man named Conrad Roland, a wonderful man, a world-renowned architect, 70 years old, and 2 years ago had a heart attack, and of course was depressed after that, decided to try and cure his heart attack naturally, dismissed his cardiologist, wouldn't take any medicines, began jogging, but was left with a nagging abnormal heart rhythm. Due to the depression that he had following the heart attack, he took a little herb called St. John's wort for his depression. But it's a photosensitizing drug, and in the tropical sun where he lives in Hawaii, he ended up with skin cancers all over his body. He was really perplexed. He didn't know what to do. He began reading about research in red wine molecules, and he began reading Science and Nature magazine, and sooner or later, trying to take some red wine pills. Resveratrol is the ingredient in the red wine, and he thought that he was beginning to experience some benefits when he read about a little pill that I had played a hand in developing called Longevinix, the world's first preserved red wine pill. He bought 100 boxes of Longevinix and began to take it 4 times a day. His abnormal heart rhythm completely disappeared. His blood pressure went to that of a 10-year-old, 95 over 65. He has triglyceride levels under 100. His insulin levels are under 100. His good cholesterol is 94. That's unheard of in a male. In fact, his bad cholesterol is 101, so his good is almost higher than his bad. And this is just really unheard of. His abnormal heartbeat disappeared. And, of course, then other things he began to notice improved rapidly. He had a toenail fungus for years. It disappeared. Resveratrol from red wine is an antifungal agent. He had recurrent lip sores in the heat and sun of Hawaii caused by a herpes infection. He has never had an eruption of that since he's been on these pills. He had a lifelong, for the last 20 years or so, a prostate problem, getting up 4 or 5 times a night to urinate. That completely disappeared. He sleeps through the night. And then, believe it or not, he thought this resveratrol, this red wine pill called Longevinix, worked so well. He cut open the capsules, put it with a little coconut oil and red wine, and rubbed it all over his body. And as he reported to us and sent us pictures, the skin cancers flaked off, crusted up, and disappeared. He even began rubbing it on his hair. He sent us pictures showing that his hair, which used to be totally white, gray, like any retiree, has gone back to normal color. So I don't know what to tell you. We sent the pictures to People magazine and the whole story. It's a remarkable story, but it's all a wonderful story about how red wine molecules are reinvigorating a wonderful man in Hawaii by the name of Conrad Roland. So you may be able to read about it in People magazine soon, hopefully, and you're going to see the report soon online. If you want to find out about Longevinix pills, this wonderful red wine molecule, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, or you can go to the website longevinix.com, longevinex.com.
Well, of course, one of Bill Clinton's friends made a fortune by sending out brochures to every household in America saying that if you just take his pills, men wouldn't be having prostate problems. And, of course, I don't even think he was putting anything in them. He was indicted for putting sugar or something in them because it wasn't what it was supposed to be. But an awful lot of men who do have prostate problems, has this been beneficial as far as that sort of a complaint?
Well, it certainly has been. It wasn't an original finding. They haven't reported this before, and I think it's just because this one pill, Longevinix, is far more potent than the other red wine pills on the market, and all of a sudden we began receiving these reports from males. They also report a profound Viagra-like effect, which seems to certainly encourage them to continue taking the pills, and I'm quite surprised. I was taking a little saw palmetto pill here once in a while just for prostate, but I find I don't need it anymore now that I'm I'm taking the Longevinix every day. So we're going to find out more about the health benefits of this. Even the skin seems to get softer when you're taking this pill. These were all surprise findings. We didn't know about them until, of course, this pill became available in January, so we're just now tabulating some of the health benefits.
Well, what's the telephone number again in case people want to get more information?
866-405-4000 or, of course, the website longevinix.com.
Okay, fine. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. The other website, of course, is askbillsardi.com. Bill, thanks so very much. Have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to talking to you when you get home.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And, of course, Bill is back in the city of New York there and doing some work. And, in fact, he was back there on September 11th, 3 years ago, first time I ever heard from him when I got an email from him saying he was there watching, of course, when the towers came down. We'll be back here in just a moment here to wrap up today's program.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the North Arm off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV or order The Medusa File. Craig Roberts was a police officer working at the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV or now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just suggest we've got a wonderful four-tape set on life-saving secrets. It's put out by my good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. It covers some of the same things we were talking. In fact, we're going to be putting together a four-tape set of the best of Bill Sardi just as soon as I have a problem. If you haven't read Russell's Blaylock's wonderful book, Health-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Why? We suggest this book very strongly. His book on excitotoxins, and his book on therapies for cancer treatments, natural therapies, I believe, for cancer patients. All of these books will give you so much information you're not going to get from regular channels. Then you need to get our four tapes out on aspartame. You need to get our four tapes set on fluoride, because the water fluoridation is a poison, and the new studies are showing how it attacks testosterone in males, and we wonder why so many males seem to be having problems. Well, they know very well that, of course, one of the major purposes for putting fluoride in the water is to decrease fertility, because, you see, there are too many people in the world, and the elite don't want so many people in the world. They really intend to control the world's population. And third world countries, this is why, for instance, we're not trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. Oh, we're spending a lot of money. But, of course, with 40% of the adult women coming in Botswana for pregnancy checks, 40% are infected. That's either the worst public health failure of all time or the most successful genocidal policy. Wish to think it is, because we haven't changed anything. You need to get our four tapes set on fluoride, on mercury, on aspartame, and life-saving secrets. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. It's really up to you to preserve your health. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day by radio, 5 hours every day on the Internet, 4 hours every day on shortwave, and of course, 4 hours every day on satellite, to try to educate people as to what's really going on, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural and economic and educational battlefield. And there really are people out there who want people to die. And if you don't believe that, why, we'd be glad to send you the article out of the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991 by Jacques Cousteau, who talked about the necessity of killing, or I think his word was eliminating, 350,000 people a day to bring the population under control. My goodness, you know, if Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson had said that, you'd see that on the front pages of every newspaper. Jacques Cousteau could say it, and totally blacked out by the controlled medium. You see, because they control essentially what you think and what you believe, and they focus your attention on what they want to focus your attention on and ignore the other things. And there really is a genocidal policy being played out today, which is why they're poisoning us and poisoning our children with mercury, and it's estimated that 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 children has been poisoned by the mercury in the vaccines. And they've taken it out. Oh, isn't it wonderful? But they tell you to take your child down to get a vaccine shot, an influenza vaccine, because they might die if they didn't get it. And they know that they're at poisonous doses, I think 50 times the level of mercury that should be for a small child. And they're telling you, if you love your child, you're going to get a shot, an influenza shot. Well, let me tell you, if you love your child, you do not want to give them poisonous doses of mercury. They talk about the mercury in fish, but they never talk about the mercury in your influenza shots, and of course until recently in all of the childhood vaccines. And that's why so many children have autism or attention deficit disorders or attention deficit hyperactivity disorders or metal deficiencies. And they know the water fluoridation produces metal deficiencies, and yet they're water fluoridate our water. Why would they want to do anything that evil? Why? Because we're working against evil. That's what it's about. If you haven't got our 4-tape set on excitotoxins, on mercury, on water fluoridation, you need to get this. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the essence of the evil we're up against. You need to get the video, either the 4 or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. The 4 or 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And you'll see the pictures of Aleister Crowley on the front page of the albums put out by the Beatles and the other popular stars, and you'll hear Marilyn Manson singing about Mr. Crowley, and you'll hear Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley. Mr. Crowley was a Satanist, and these people knew exactly what they were doing. But Rush Limbaugh isn't going to tell you that, is he? Well, right now, of course, we want to remind all of our listeners that we are going to have an all-day seminar here in the Monterey area where I live, North Shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 6th of November. That's the 6th of November. And we hope you'll want to come. The lunch will be served. We need advanced reservations so we know how many lunches to have. And, of course, it's going to start early in the morning, go till late in the afternoon. And I think you'll get a chance to meet people from across the country. But you're going to have a chance to learn an awful lot. So that's the all-day seminar on the 6th of November of this year. That's a Saturday. Hope you can come and bring a friend. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to make your reservation. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our radio programs. Tell them about our website at radioliberty.com, where they can pull down our programs 5 hours every day, either directly on that website or links to the other networks that we're on. And then we ask you to tell others about our programs, to copy our newsletters, to pass them out. And believe me, we're getting a growing audience. A growing number of people are beginning to understand what's going on. Join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, and my staff as well, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.